Unfortunately, from this point on, didn't get recorded in the Shear last night. So I'm re-recording it now on my own. I'm going to review basically everything that we did in the Shear in the second half last night. For those of you who couldn't be there, I'll try to go through everything that we did, so you'll be kept up to date. We were up to the Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph towards the bottom. We were about to read it inside. And the Tosfos is bothered by a very, very important and interesting question. Tosfos says, this is the last Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMashchel Ki Ovidlei. So we're not going to read the whole thing. We're just going to start two, three, four, five lines. That five lines from the beginning of the Tosfos. The very last word on the line, Ve'im Tomer, Vav Aleph Tav. Ve'im Tomer. So Tosfos says, V'kevan delo chayshinan ela shetehe ru'uya la sosa aroi, V'af al pish oso sa keva. Tosfos says, since we're only concerned in our Gemara here, meaning according to Rava, that all that has to be is that the sukkah has to be possible to be temporary, meaning that as long as it's underneath, it's below 20 amos, it could have been made temporary, therefore it's fine to make it permanent. Af al pish oso sa keva, even though you actually made the walls permanent, so that's kosher, as long as the structure is such that it's less than 20 amos, that it could have been temporary. So Tosfos says, if that's true, we have a big problem. Im kein amai amar, why does the Mishnah in Meseches Tanis and Daf Beis Amud Beis say, Gishamim simon klola b'chag? It says there that rain is considered to be a simon klola, as a curse when it falls on Sukkos. So what do we normally think the reason why that is? Because it's the Gemara says elsewhere that it's as if Hashem, a servant came to the master and brought him water, and then the master poured water all over his face. Not very nice that we're coming to do what Hashem says, to sit in the sukkah, and then he pours water all over us by making it rain. So if that's the case, Gesham Masimon Klala Bachag, that's a terrible thing, that rain falls on Sukkos. So Tosfos says, wait a second, Mahalo Yachol Likba Hanisarim B'masmerim Shalir Loyer D'Gisham Basuka. Why can't you make boards nailed in so that the rain shouldn't penetrate into the sukkah on Sukkos? Meaning that if we're saying in our Gemara here that really the sukkah can be permanent, just it has to be the measurement of something which is temporary, meaning it has to be less than 20 amos, which could be temporary, but really you can actually make it permanent. So then, why can't you make the wall? Why can't you make the sukkah permanent and thus protect the people inside from the rain coming in? If you can protect people inside from the rain, then why does the Mishnah say that Gishamim is a siman klala? It's a curse. Just protect them. Just make it such that it's sturdy enough to prevent the rain from coming in. This is a very, very good question on Tosfos' part. Now, some of you may be wondering. We pointed out in the Shir last night as well. The next couple lines in Tosfos make reference to Gemara later on, where we do have a discussion that you're actually not allowed to use boards that are a certain measurement wide. We're not going to get into this now, but that's not allowed because it's a gzeira that maybe you might consider it to be similar to your own house. So even though technically the material might be made out of wood is kosher for schach. Schach has to grow from the ground, as we'll learn later. Wood is kosher, but if the boards are too wide and too big, then the halacha is that the boards are still possible. So if that's the case, then it's possible anyway. If it's puzzle anyway, if that's the answer, then we see that you can't make the sukkah permanent because of the Gemara later on. But Tosfos says, again, we're summarizing outside now, the next couple lines in Tosfos, he says, but that's not really on a Doraisa level. That Gemara, and that opinion in the Gemara, is only Midrabanan. It's only a rabbinic decree so that you shouldn't treat it like your own house. However, Tosfos says, on a Doraisa level, it seems that such a structure of the sukkah is kosher, midoraisa. And yet the idea of siman klala b'chag doesn't seem to differentiate well only after the rabbis made a certain decree, then having rain in the sukkah is considered to be a curse on sukkahs. It doesn't seem to work that way. It seems to be that overall, regardless of which generation you live in, and during the Beis HaMikdash, before the Darabanan, after the Darabanan, it doesn't matter. Rain on sukkahs is always considered to be a curse. So therefore, Tosfos says, the question still stands, despite the fact that we have opinions later that possible, such a sturdy schach with big boards, that's only midrabanan, midoraisa, it should still be kosher, and we still want to know why is gishamim then, if it's kosher to make a big sturdy schach, and sukkah, why is rain considered to be a curse? So let's skip those couple lines in Tosfos, which we're not reading inside. Skip down skip down to the answer in Tosfos. The answer of Tosfos is four lines from the bottom of the daf. Four lines from the end, for the last lines of Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, yud lamed. Yesh lomar, the answer is, T'nihi d'lo chayshinen b'defanos yavi luhu keva. He says, it makes sense to say that for the walls, we're not concerned whether you make them permanent or not, meaning that the walls, it's true, what our Gemara is saying, that it's okay to make the sukkah permanent as long as it is less than 20 amos, that's fine. When it comes to the walls, mikomakom b'schacha she'ikar hasuka al shem schach lo miskashera ad de'avi le'arai. Says, but the real ikar part of the sukkah, what is the main part of the sukkah? The main part of the sukkah is the schach. The schach, everybody agrees, has to be temporary. Meaning when the Torah says you have to sit in your sukkah for 7 days, which according to Rava here implies a temporary structure, everybody agrees that definitely refers to the schach, and therefore the schach always has to be temporary. Okay, now how do we define temporary? So again, we'll have to see on a Doraisa level, temporary has to mean temporary. Presumably, it definitely means that it's not sturdy, that if you would leave it on that structure for an extended period of time, it won't last. It'll collapse. It'll fall down. It'll get old. It won't work. It won't be so sturdy. That is definitely what temporary means. In the next line of Tosfos, we'll see another point also that's related to being temporary, which is very, very important, l'halacha. Let's keep reading. He says, according to this idea that we're saying that at least the schach always has to be temporary, and that's why Geshavim is considered to be a simon klala on Sukkos, because of the fact that since the schach always has to be temporary, therefore Geshavim rain is considered to be a curse because the rain can fall in as long as the roof is temporary. So then the rain is going to get inside, and then it will be a curse. So he says that also helps us explain Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, who was the second opinion of the Gemara we just saw before, said the reason why a sukkah above 20 amos is possible is because of the second pasuk, sukkah tiel etzel yomam, that the sukkah has to be for shade. So we said that their shade is not significant over the measurement of over 20 amos. He says, according to Rizir, also this works well. How is that? To darish medichtiv v'sukkah tiel etzel. The pasuk we just said before, sukkah tiel etzel. So Tosfos says, wait a second, if you use that pasuk, haksiv nami mizerem umimatar. V'nibay nami shel yardu g'shamim l'socha. He says, if you look at the rest of that pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Dalid, he says that it refers to rain also, which would make us believe that you should also, the sukkah should also be capable of not allowing rain inside. Now, if you look at the pasuk inside that the Gemara is quoting from here, it's not on your source sheets. I actually put it on my source sheet after we printed them, so it's not... I apologize, it didn't get on there. But again, it's from Yeshayahu Perek Dalid, Pasuk Psukim Hey and Vav. The context here is referring to Yemos HaMashiach, as the Gemara will also make reference to on the next Amud we'll learn next week. And it's talking about that Hashem is going to make a cloud, an Anan, on top of the hill of Har Tzion, or the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mos HaMashiach. The cloud will be there during the day, there will be fire there at night, and it will cover the whole area as a degree of honor, Takadosh Baruch Hu. And then the next pasuk vav is sukkah tiel etzel yomam, and the sukkah, which in this context, according to the Mefarshim here, the Mitzudas David, the Mitzudas Sion, and others, refers to the same cloud that the pasuk before was talking about, but it's referring to the cloud as a sukkah, should be letzel yomam, as shade during the day, mechoriv, from the dryness and the heat of the sun, ulamachseh ulamistor mizerem umimatar, and it should be a machseh, a covering, a mistor, and a shelter, mizerem, from currents of water, umimatar, and from rain. So this pasuk here is clearly talking about the case of the cloud in the Mos HaMashiach. What's interesting, though, and what Tosfos is pointing out here, is that according to Rabbi Zeira, again, the second explanation in our Gemara, Rabbi Zeira is using this pasuk, which refers specifically to sukkah, to also tell us some halachos about our sukkah that we sit in on sukkahs. We learn from here, according to Rabbi Zeira, that it has to give shade. Again, we'll see later on in the Masechet that there may be other sources as well, but certainly for Rabbi Zeira, this is the source that sukkah has to give shade, and that's why a sukkah above 20 amos is possible, because the shade is not significant. So Tosfos says, well, shade is not the only thing that's mentioned in this pasuk here. The pasuk mentions shade, and then it also mentions machseh umistor mizerem umimatar, from water currents, say from rivers, other water currents, which again is a whole discussion how that could be. But whatever it is, mimatar, for our purposes, the rain is the key. That the sukkah, it sounds like in this pasuk is also supposed to protect you from rain. So in the Emos HaMashiach, for the cloud, that we understand. It'll protect them from rain as well. But for our sukkah, if this is our halachic source, then it seems from here that the sukkah also should protect you not only from the sun, but also from the rain. And there's where Tosfos has a fabulous question here. He says, according to Rabbi Zeira, why don't we say that the sukkah, the schach, has to be sufficiently thick and sufficiently big and sturdy to protect you from the rain, that the rain can't enter the sukkah? And we don't say that. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara, that has to be the case. So Tosa says the answer must be the same answer that we just gave before to answer the question about Simon Klal B'chag. He says, elavada, again, back to the last line in Tosfos, elavada mishum devo'inon schacha aroi. He says, it must be the reason why that's not a question from this pasuk is because we require the schach to be temporary. Meaning, yes, the schach should be there to shade you from the sun, but the schach must be temporary, just as we said a few lines ago. And therefore, that's why you can't say the schach should protect you from the rain, because if the schach protects you from the rain, then that would mean that the schach is more permanent. Okay, a permanent roof will protect you more from the rain. A temporary roof presumably will not. V'imkein havalei keva. He says, if that were the case, meaning if the schach protected you from the rain, then it would be considered keva. It would be considered something which is permanent. So that's the way Tosfos negotiates this discussion here. G'sham v'simon klala b'chag, that really rain is a simon klala on Sukkos because of the fact that the schach, even if the walls can be permanent, as long as they're under 20 amos, but the schach has to be of temporary nature, such that the rain has to be able to get in. That's essentially what comes out of Tosfos. Now, question is, this brings us to a very, very interesting point in the halacha realm. According to Tosfos, it seems very clear that if your schach is too thick or too sturdy, that it will protect you from the rain will not be able to get in, and the schach is possible. Question is this accepted the halacha? Which other Rishonim agree with this premise? So if you turn to Daf Ches Amud Beis in Maseches Sukkah, we're going to read a very short piece of Gemara here with a little bit of Rashi, and then look at one of the Rishonim that actually addresses this question. Also, we'll see that it's not everybody necessarily agrees with Tosfos. On Daf Ches Amud Beis, take a look. About seven lines from the top of Ches Amud Beis, where it says Tan Rabbanan, right in the middle of the line, Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Ganvach is Rashi Tevos for the following cases. Sukkas Goyim, a sukkah made by Goyim, Sukkas Nashim, sukkah made by women, Sukkas Behema, a sukkah made by animals, Sukkas Kusim, made by Kusim, Sukkah Mikomakam Shera. Any of these sukkot are considered to be halachically kosher. Again, this discussion we will have when we get to this Gemara, God willing, at some point, and we're not going to have it right now. For our purposes, the next part of the Gemara is more important. As long as the schach is placed on the sukkah, kilchasa, properly, according to the halacha. And the Gemara says, my kilchasa, what does that mean, that the schach is placed properly, kalacha? Amrav chistav husha asa letzel sukkah. As long as the schach is made for the purpose of tzel sukkah, of shade. What does that mean? So take a look, let's look at two important Rashis here. Rashi explains, this is in the wide lines of Rashi, four lines from the top of the wide lines in Rashi. Rashi says, my kilchasa. What does it mean, kilchasa? And Rashi explains, my asa lashmain. And what is this idea that the schach has to be kilchasa? What does that add to our knowledge in the Brisa already? Why is that necessary? If the point of this statement that the schach has to be kalacha is to teach you that the shade has to be greater than the sun, meaning that the amount of shade in the sukkah has to be more than the amount of sun in the sukkah, which we know already from our Mishnah on Daf Beis is the halacha. We just haven't discussed it yet. You know that's true. And we know, and if you say that the Mishnah, that the Braisa here is teaching you that you need to use for schach something which is kosher for schach, again, things which grow from the ground. Pshita, that's obvious. Just because the sukkah is made by goyim or nashim or behema, why would that be a reason why you would think that the other requirements of schach don't apply? Meaning, why does the brisa, simply because it tells you that these extra sukkos are kosher, why does it have to add, oh, make sure that your schach is kosher also? That should be obvious. The regular rules of schach apply here as well. So why then does the brisa have to tell you that it has to be schach kehalacha? So the answer of the Gemara of Rav Chista was, it's asal l'shem tzil. Take a look at the next Rashi now. What it means that the schach has to be kilchasa means that it has to be nice schach, yafe, nice schach. Demuch chamilsa, that it's clear sha'asiyasa harishon al tzil haisa. It's clear that its initial usage and the reason why you made it is for tzil, for shade, velo tzniyus bi'alma, not only for privacy. Meaning one could have made a sukkah for purposes of privacy, that would not be halachically kosher to make a sukkah. To Avagav the Sukkah Shem Chag Loba Inan, he says, even though you don't need to build a sukkah for the purpose of sukkahs, meaning when you build your sukkah, you have to have, we discussed this a little bit last time, an issue of Lishma, and we'll learn about it on Daf Tes as well. You don't need to have a sukkah which is built Lishem Sukkah for sukkahs. However, we do need Lishem Sukkah Ba'inan Ulotzeel Hudu Mikariya Sukkah. It does have to be for the purpose of sukkah, meaning it doesn't have to be for the purpose of sukkah on Chag, on Sukkos. You can make a sukkah for January time if you wanted, but it does have to be made with the purpose and intention of serving as shade. Okay, and shade, as Rashi says, tzil hodu makarya sukkah, shade is what makes it called sukkah, shesochechas min hachorev, because the schach protects you, is put on top of you, min hachorev, from the heat and the heat of the dryness of the sun. So, according to Rashi, what Rav Chista is telling us here is that the schach that we have has to be made with the purpose of shade. It has to be for the purpose of tzil. Now, how does this help us understand our question of rain? So, if you look at Rashi, it's not entirely clear in Rashi where what Rashi holds about this. Meaning Rashi here simply says that the sukkah has to be for the purpose of shade. Question is, does the sukkah also have to be for the purpose of rain in some ways? Rashi doesn't spell this out, but if you take a look at the source sheet, there are a few other Rishonim that do bring this in. Source on the source sheet, source number 6. The Rosh on this Gemara here in Perak Aleph Siman Yud Beis. You can look in the back of the Gemara in Siman Yud Beis, and the Rosh, we're on the source sheet here, source number 6. So the Rosh says as follows: Tana Rabbanim, Sukas Nachrim, Snashim Behema Kusim, Sukam Yikolma Kam Kshera, Uvavad Shatei Mesuchechas Kilchasa, Amar Av Chista, Vehusha Salat Sil. So far, it's more or less basically what our Gemara says. But here he adds in another point. What does it mean that it's made for shade? Let's say, lehislonen tachteha mechorev u'mater. Basically, to sit inside the sukkah and to protect you from chorev, from the heat of the sun, and from matar, and from rain. Now this is, and then he says, avol etzniyus abiyama en shem sukkah aleha. But if you just make it for the purposes of privacy, that's not considered to be a halachic sukkah. Now, this is very interesting, because according to the Rosh, included in Rav Chista's line here about making the sukkah for shade, is that it's also going to protect you from the rain. Now, again, it's not clear here that the sukkah has to protect you from the rain. Maybe he just means that it can protect you from the rain. But either way, what's clear from the Rosh's understanding of Rav Chista is that a sukkah can be capable of protecting you from rain. This clearly goes against Tosfos that we just learned on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, who holds that the sukkah cannot protect you from the rain. This rain has to be able to get into the sukkah. Then afterwards, the Rosh does quote Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Shasal Itzel V'Lom Uvalagi Minamata. Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, you can make it for shade, but you can't make the schach thick enough to protect you from the rain. So Rabbeinu Tam basically is the same opinion as the Tosos that we learned in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, but the Rosh has a first opinion first, which says the other way. The Mordechai in source number 8, which is also from the back of the Gemara, Siman Tuf Shin Lam and Beis, I think. So he also in this sugya on Daf Ches also bring this in. He quotes Rashi, and then he says Mitoch Perish Rashi Mashma Demagina Mina Geshamim Ksheira. So he says from Rashi it seems that that schach which protects you from the rain is kosher. Meaning again that Rashi would disagree with the Tosfos, and if the schach was thick enough to protect you from the rain, it would be sufficient. And the question is, where did the Mordechai get this from in Rashi? It's not really so clear. We read the Rashi before. Rashi makes no reference to rain. He just says that the schach has to be for the purpose of shade, and not for the purpose of privacy. So again, one could suggest that the Mordechai's diuk here is that shade, according to the Mordechai and Rashi, shade means shade from the sun. Shade does not necessarily mean shade from the rain. And therefore, since Rav Chista is not excluding, since Rav Chista is only requiring the schach to be shade from the sun, and doesn't mention anything about the rain, presumably the rain is not a problem. Meaning that there's no reason why this halacha. Actually, I take that back. That would be the opposite. Meaning, if you one could suggest the opposite of the Mordechai, that Rashi makes specific mention of tzel, of shade. Shade perhaps implies specifically from the sun, and therefore Rashi is saying that the shade from that the schach has to give you shade from the sun, but makes no mention of the schach having to give you shade from the rain, which again might be that maybe he holds that the schach has nothing to do with the rain. The schach can't be possibly something which protects you from the rain, or again, maybe you can't make a deal from this at all, meaning Rashi doesn't tell you something either way. So again, it's not entirely clear why the Mordechai says that Rashi implies that it's that if it protect if the schach protects you from the rain, it's kosher. And one could also say that just simply the fact that Rashi makes no mention of it at all. So we know from the Gemara that there is a halacha of tzilas amirub chamasa. We know there's a halacha that the schach cannot be made for the purposes of privacy. We know there's a halacha that the schach has to be for the purposes of shade. But by act of omission, one could argue maybe what the Mordechai means is that Rashi doesn't make any mention of any halacha having to do with rain at all. Meaning there's no halacha that has anything to do with rain. So if you don't know anything, then you have to assume that there's no problem. And the only way we would know that there's a problem, that the schach is not allowed to protect you from the rain, that the rain has to get in, is if Rashi told you so. Tosfos told us so, and Tosfos was mechadesh that. So perhaps the fact that Rashi makes no mention of it at all could be the Mordechai's diuk, that that's how he got from Rashi, that there must not be a problem if Rashi doesn't make mention of the problem together with the other requirements of schach here in this Gemara. In any event, that's what the Mordechai thinks based on Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes in the Mordechai as well, also the same thing as we saw in the Rush, that the schach has to be thick enough that it cannot cannot be thick enough to protect you from the rain. That would be possible. And again, he brings in also later on the Gshon Mesu and Klala B'chag that we saw before. He also mentions another Gemara later on that in terms of trying to know at what point are you potter from Sukkah if it's raining too hard. So part of the measurement is when the soup is going to go bad because there's too much rain. So again, the Mordechai says, well, if it's true that you're allowed to that the schach is allowed to protect you from the rain, then why does it say that? Why don't you just cover the sukkah with schach well, and then it's never going to go bad? What's the pshat? It must be that this rain has to be able to get in to the sukkah. The Mordechai says at the end, the very last line, "Yesh lahachmir lechatchila." You should also be machmir lechatchila to make the schach such that you can see the stars. That everybody knows. That's something which is very widely known. That is only lechatchila, and this is how the Ramah, the Achron Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, afterwards. Lechatchila, you should make your schach such that you can see the stars. And again, they say that it doesn't mean you have to actually see the stars at nighttime. It probably is sufficient that as long as during the daytime you can see the sky through the schach, that's good enough. That's what many Achronim say. But at any rate, that's only a lechatchila. It's not possible to the Eved. Here, our case of the rain, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is actually possible to the Eved if the schach doesn't let in the rain. So this is even more of a serious point. In any case, this is, as we see here, this is definitely a machlokas rishonim. It's very interesting. Again, we see, according to Tosos, the reason why Tosos said this in the first place is because he was bothered by a problem that it says that Geshamim are a simon klala during Sukkos. Okay, so he says, how could that be if you can make your sukkah permanent? And the answer was that the schach must be temporary, even if the walls could be permanent. So he says the rain has to be able to get in. That's what Tosos seems to say. Now, it's interesting, the Rosh and Rashi, according to the Mordechai, who say that that's not the case, meaning that the schach could protect you from the rain, how do they answer the question? How will they deal with the fact that that Geshamim on Sukkos is considered to be a simon klala, as a curse? How could that be if you can make it permanent? That you at least can make schach, which makes it which protects you from the rain. So it could be that the answer, according to those Rishonim, is as follows. Could be that they will say that as long as there are most people do use temporary schach to cover their sukkah. So as long as for most people rain would be a simon klala, because for most people the rain would make things difficult in the sukkah, that's good enough to call it a simon klala, even if there might be a minority of people that might indeed use permanent schach to cover the sukkah, but that's the minority. As long as for most people it's considered to be it's temporary, then the geshamim will be bad, and that's what the Mishnah means for the majority of people. Tosfos, on the other hand, seems to disagree. Tosfos would seem to say that no, even if most people would have temporary schach, every single person in every single sukkah has to be such that the rain can get in order to fulfill what the Mishnah says, that rain is considered to be a curse on Sukkos. So that's machlokas here. Do we say that Gshamim is a stone klala because most people have temporary schach, or that every single person has to have temporary schach? That's the way that some of the Achronim explain the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Aruch Lener. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tav Reish Lamed Aleph discusses this, and the Aruch Lener, Rav Etlinger in his Perish on our Gemara here also suggests this. The truth is that the Ritva actually in our Gemara also sort of mentioned the same points many, many hundreds of years before that. The Ritva also asks the same question as Tosfos, and this Ritva is actually in the source sheet. It's on in source number 5. That's the Ritva, where he asks the question. He quotes Rabbi Zeira and he quotes Tosos. He says, "Sikshu b'Tosos, if the pasuk is teaching you that according to Rabbi Zeira that you have to have sufficient shade," he says, "why don't we learn from there also? Nilof nami mihasam, a divine and sukkah lios machzom mistar mizera matar, that it should protect you from rain as well." He says, "Vlad milsa." He says that's not a problem. So this Ritva actually gives, I take it back, the Ritva here gives a different answer than the Aruch Lener and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Ritva here is actually giving a different answer. He says, La milsa, deha bikra nakit trei lishne, tzil, sukkah, umechsa, lezerim, umistor, lamatar. Basically, you break up the pasuk according to the Ritva. Sukkah, tzil, tzil, yomam is part one. Sukkah is connected to shade, that's it. Then, when it brings in mechorev, and then the next part of the pasuk, ulu mechse, ulu mistor, mizerim, ulu matar, is the separate second part. That does not make direct reference to sukkah anymore. He says, v'keon de miyuchad sale the sukkah, since sale is specifically linked to the sukkah, sham inon agav urcha, we see by, indirectly here, to lomikri schach elev shari letzel, that it's only schach when it's usable for shade, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the schach has to protect you from the rain. Okay, that's basically how the Ritva answers the question. The Ritva does not say what Tosfos said. Tosfos again answered that the answer is, well, the schach has to be temporary, and if it's protecting you from rain, it's not temporary. The Ritva says, no, the answer to the question is simply that in the pasuk, there's two separate sections of the pasuk, and therefore there's that it has to be that you don't, from here, the part about the rain is not connected to the aspect of sukkah, and therefore you can't derive from here that sukkah must protect you from the rain. But the Ritva does not say the other way. The Ritva doesn't say that the sukkah can't let any rain. He doesn't say that. That's what Tosfos says, that the Ritva doesn't say what Tosfos says, that the sukkah, that the schach must let in rain. He doesn't say that. He says that there's no requirement that the sukkah protect you from the rain, but he doesn't say that the sukkah has to let in rain. So it could be, according to the Ritva, that really schach can protect you from the rain. It could be that, according to the Ritva, the schach can be thick enough that the rain can't get in. That's not required for sukkah. All that's required is shade. But he doesn't say what Tosfos says, that it's possible if the rain can't get in. So presumably the Ritva will agree with the other Rishon that we saw before, the Rashi, based on the Mordechai and the Rosh, that it's not a problem that the rain doesn't get in to the sukkah. And in terms of the pasuk that the Rizera quoted, so this is the way the Ritva will answer that pasuk. In terms of Gshamim Siman Klala, so it could be the Ritva, and maybe he actually says this somewhere, we'll say what we said before, based on the Aruch Lener and the Aruch HaShulchan, that as long as for most people it's considered a Siman Klala, because most people have temporary schach, that is sufficient. So now, question is, how do we paskin about this? So the halacha, l'maisa, we do see that many achronim do paskin like Tosfos here, l'hachmir. And this you can find in your source sheet in sources 8 and 9. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berura do paskin like this opinion of Tosfos. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that most of the schach that we're dealing with, I apologize. The Aruch HaShulchan in the Aruch HaShulchan says in the source number 9 on the source sheet is actually the Aruch HaShulchan that I quoted to you before. That as long as most people make temporary sukkah, that is sufficient to fulfill how rain could be a siman klala on chag. But the Aruch HaShulchan, I believe, says elsewhere in the Mishnah Berurah, in source number 10, definitely does say that we should be machmer like the Achronim, based on Tosfos, that the rain can't be too thick or too sturdy Sorry, that the schach can't be too thick or too sturdy that the rain can't get in. Mishnah Berurah says in Tafresh Lamed Aleph, a kasvu achronim to mikol makom im him uve kolkach ad sheinag shamim yicholim leir besocha, that if the schach is so thick that the rain can't get inside, afilu kishiyordim gishamim merubim, even when the rain is strong, when there's a lot of rain. Okay, again, here you see from the Mishnah Berurah how he understood Tosfos before. Tosfos was not entirely clear whether, and when he says the rain has to get inside, does that mean that the rain has to be able to enter even when there is a very light drizzle, a small amount of rain, or only when there's a lot of rain that the rain has to get in? But if there's a slight drizzle and the rain doesn't get inside, that's fine. That's unclear in Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah seems to take, based on earlier Achronim, seems to take the side that if there's a small amount of rain, it doesn't have to get inside. What Tosfos means is that, and what the Rishonim mean is that, as long as when there is a lot of rain, some of the rain gets into the sukkah, that is sufficient to fulfill this requirement. And that's what he says, that if that's not the case, then that's not good. The Chachila definitely says you should do that. V'imkin havikin bias, if it doesn't let the rain in, then it's like a house. Yesh l'achmir v'loslo mishum gziras bias, then you should be machmir and say that it's puzzle because of the decree that it's similar to a house, similar to the Gemara later. He says, but b'di'evit, if you can't do that, for some reason you can't take part of the schach off and make it more possible for the rain to get in, yesh l'smach ala machshir, one can rely on those that are machshir. So we see halacha l'maisa that the poskim do recommend following Tosos' opinion, even though it's interesting to note that if you look on the Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of Tosos' opinion anywhere. The Tur does talk about it in Tafresh Lamed Aleph. He mentions both sides. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. It seems like the Shulchan Aruch paskened against Tosos, that it's not required, but the Achronim say one should still be machmir for Tosos nevertheless, at least l'chachila, and make sure that your rain is such that, your schach is such that the rain can indeed get in. What's very, very interesting is there was a very interesting recent controversy about schach, and this is documented a little bit by the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. I think it's in Tafresh Chav Tes, he talks about it. There was a big controversy a few years ago that some companies tried to make schach which was rain resistant, meaning that the schach was the same type of wood, same material as we always use for schach, no different than that, but they made it in such a way that the schach was, part of it was curved, part of the schach was lower than the other parts, such a way that the rain can't actually get into your sukkah, not because it's not sturdy, because it's too sturdy. No, it's the same material as usual, but they just made it in such a way that the rain ends up staying on top of the schach, at least for 7 days for sukkahs. So the shaila was, is that type of sukkah considered to be kosher or not? So could be that one way to look at it is as follows. And the poskim debate this. Okay, Rav Yashiv and others apparently were matir this, and others answered it. Perhaps we'll discuss this a little bit more next week at the beginning of next week's shir. We'll take a few minutes to review this a little bit more. But basically, apparently, the hakira that they're dealing with, the machlokas that they had, was apparently about the following point. Do we say, what does it mean when Tosfos says that the rain can't get in the sukkah? Does Tosfos mean that that is part of the definition of being temporary? Meaning, when we say the schach has to be temporary, is part of the definition of temporary that the rain has to be able to get in? If that's the case, then certainly this type of sukkah would be this type of schach would be possible, okay? Because it has to be temporary. The schach must be temporary, and by definition of the fact that, by virtue of the definition that the rain can't get in, that means that it's permanent. Then of course it's possible. However, those that wanted to be matir apparently felt the other side, that Tosos here is not giving us a definition of being temporary, of arai, by the fact that the rain can't get in. Tosos is giving an example, meaning he's saying that the real point is that the schach has to be temporary. Okay, the schach has to be temporary. How do you define temporary? Temporary is defined by something to do with what we discussed a little while ago about being not so sturdy. It's not stable. It's not something which can last for a long period of time. It's last for a week or two, maybe a little more, but certainly the rainy season is gonna be bad at some point. That's all the Tosfos is saying. He's giving another example of another way to show that it's temporary by the fact that usually a temporary schach will let in the rain. But it could be, according to the second side, that if that's just an example, if you have temporary schach, meaning you have the same kind of schach as everybody else, the same bamboo mats or the same wood, whatever it is, which is kosher, but you happen to find a technical way to make sure that the rain doesn't get inside because the way that it's positioned one on top of the other and little curves, whatever it is, that's not part of the actual definition of being temporary, and maybe that would actually be kosher. So this was a big controversy a little while ago. Today it seems that because we're usually machmir about these things, it seems that the more lenient side was not specifically accepted. You don't find on the market most of these types of schach today, at least that I've seen. Certainly not in the ones that are selling only mahadran types of things, because again, any question they're going to try to avoid. But again, very, very fascinating. You have to be mind very, very carefully in the Rishonim to see how they would deal with this point. Again, perhaps we'll discuss this a little more next week. The only problem that one can raise on Ovel Yashiv and the others that are matir is how then will they answer the question of Gshamim Simon Klola B'chag? Okay, if the Mishnah says that rain is considered to be a Simon Klola, is considered to be a curse, so then regardless of how you make it that you protect the person inside from the rain, then still, why is it a curse? Okay, as long as they can't get the rain, then it's not such a curse to have rain on Sukkos. So that's a problem that they'll have to deal with. Why, according to Tosos, is there, you know, what's the answer to that? That rain is considered to be a sun klala if rain is only an example of being temporary, but really if you made something temporary and found a way to still keep the rain out, then that would be okay. Why then is Gshamim a sun klala? That's something that has to be dealt with, and Blinetter will talk about that a little more at the very beginning of next week's shir. Next week's shiur, again, we'll discuss this point a little bit more, flesh it out a little more, and then we're going to go through some more Gemara. We'll be definitely much more Gemara-based next week, rather than Rishonim and later sources-based. We'll be going into the Gemara on Daf Beis, Amud Beis, to some of the nafkaminas of the three reasons that we have here in our Gemara for a sukkah above 20 amos being possible. We have three reasons, and now the Gemara is going to give a few nafkaminas of cases where, according to some, it might even be kosher above 20 amos, and according to others, the reason they give it might be possible. That will be for next week.